You're listening to SBS News.
A tweet from Beijing has Canberra seeing red. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Li Zhangzhao tweeted a violent and doctored image of an Australian soldier holding a bloodied knife to a child's throat in Afghanistan. The Prime Minister has labelled it truly repugnant and deeply offensive.
It is utterly outrageous and it cannot be justified on any basis whatsoever. The Chinese government should be totally ashamed of this post. It diminishes them in the world's eyes. Australia is seeking an apology from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We are also seeking its removal immediately.
Mr. Morrison is not only calling on the Chinese government to immediately delete the tweet, but also for Twitter to step in if they don't.
It's absolute falsehood. It's an absolute outrageous and disgusting slur. And it wouldn't be the first time that social media have censored posts. And in this case, I would think that in the interests of decency, they should take it down.
There was further condemnation of the image from across the political aisle. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
I join with the Prime Minister in his condemnation of the tweet directed at the men and women of the Australian Defence Force that was published earlier today. It is gratuitous, inflammatory and deeply offensive. Australia's condemnation of this image is above politics, and we all stand as a nation in condemning it.
The Department of Foreign Affairs Secretary Frances Adamson phoned China's ambassador to express Australia's deep disappointment. Foreign Minister Marise Payne also expressed her outrage.
I echo the Prime Minister's expression of pride in all Australians who serve in uniform and who have served in uniform. They do not deserve to be treated in this manner. It is the most egregious example of this sort of harmful conduct that I have seen in my time in the Parliament, in my time in a ministerial portfolio.
The sentiments were echoed by Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong.
We condemn the action taken by the Chinese government in the strongest terms. It is gratuitous, it is inflammatory, and it is deeply offensive. And we say this is not the action, this is not the behaviour of a responsible, mature international power. These tactics will be met with unified condemnation in the Australian community, and they will be judged harshly by the international community.
Beijing is weaponising the recent Afghanistan inquiry, which found credible evidence of 39 unlawful killings involving 25 veterans. The move comes after Australia yesterday threatened to take its largest trading partner to the WTO over a growing list of crippling tariffs. Mr. Morrison says both nations need to look past their differences.
There are undoubtedly tensions that exist between China and Australia. But this is not how you deal with them. Australia has patiently sought to seek to address the tensions that exist in our relationship in a mature way, in a responsible way, by seeking engagement at both leader and ministerial level.
Diplomacy between the two countries is now sinking to an all-time low. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.